up. And today I'm here with the lovely Kathy Medeo. And yeah, Kathy.
Hi. Happy to be here and finally have a conversation with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And likewise. So just tell the people who you are and what are you doing. And yeah, your story just.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. My name's Kathy and I'm a yoga teacher. I've been practicing yoga for 26 years now and teaching for 16. I live in the U.S. and I live in Florida right now. And yeah, I'm currently doing a destination teacher training this year and retreats, and I teach locally privates and classes, and that's what I do.
Well, that's definitely very, very interesting, and it's a long time you do yoga, and that's for me always really impressive because it's a consistency. A lot of people, they do some things, but not very long. Maybe they train for a year in a gym, they do yoga, they do soccer, martial arts, whatever, but always for a short period of time. And I'm always like, well, what's wrong with you guys? Yeah, they don't have a passion. And that's a great thing about you. You really have a passion for yoga.
Yeah, I do. I think in some ways, my practice started when I was really young, like as a kid, because, and by practice, I'm really speaking about the spiritual practice. I was like, I lived in this tiny little town in West Virginia, and I would just like, I would actually walk myself to church. I was really drawn to, I think I was seeking at a very young age, something bigger. And that I, you know, left that kind of religious thinking in my teens, but I began just seeking, and I was looking, I was reading a lot of like Buddhist meditation books in my teenage years. I started meditating actually before I came to the yoga practice. And so when I found yoga at 19, the physical practice, I thought, wow, this is it. This is like the perfect combination of the spirituality that I've been seeking and the physical practice. And so I think I've maintained a practice so long because it's rooted in more than just the physical for me, so that I can see myself doing it till the day I die, right? I'll be practicing yoga until I die. And so it's kind of like the perfect discipline for me.
Yeah, that's really great. You definitely found your passion. For me, it's the same with martial arts. And I always love any athletic movement because we in Europe, we love also a lot of soccer. So I also grew up with soccer. I always watch soccer. I know you Americans, you don't like soccer too much. and yeah, martial arts and soccer was always like my thing. And I also like to do a lot of athletic stuff, stuff like lifting weights, sprints. And I think everything goes hand in hand. And a lot of people can also benefit from yoga. What would you say, can people take away from yoga if they want to do any other sport or if they want to combine yoga with another sport?
Yeah, so there's so much. There's obviously the physical, so flexibility and strength, and strength in a different way than maybe a lot of people think about at the gym with weights and stuff. You're using your own body weight, which, you know, for some of us is pretty strong, and to bear weight on your own body and learn how to control and balance your movements will develop a lot of strength in that way. So it's a nice kind of complement to the gym and the lifting practice and other modalities. And then, of course, there's the flexibility component of not just the muscles, but the fascia and the joints, and kind of keeping everything healthy. But then you have a lot of disciplines coming to yoga now for more of the mental and the mindful aspects and the calming of the central nervous system. So that's one of the things that the yoga practice really focuses on that many of the other practices don't, martial arts excluded. But because in yoga, we're challenging our body physically, but then we're calming our parasympathetic nervous system through the what we call the Ujjayi breath, the yoga breath. And so, you know, that's a big takeaway for other sports and disciplines that don't have that component, that need or want to kind of calm the breath, calm the mind to become more focused and disciplined, I think is a great thing that we can gain from the yoga practice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I always think like yoga or athletic movements, lifting weights, strength and conditioning, you can always combine that with whatever you do, whether it's baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever, because we're not in the 70s anymore. Back then, when people did their sport, they only did like their sport. For example, they did soccer, they only did soccer exercises, maybe some push-ups and maybe some bodyweight squats, but not really stretching or strength and conditioning training. And today we are in a time where a lot of people try to mix or combine a lot of different sports together, and yoga also included. I don't know if I can call yoga a sport or if it's rude or not, but for me it is also a sport. What would you say?
Yeah, that's a great question, and definitely one that's been debated. I don't think I like feel strongly on either side, to be honest with you. Maybe I would understand why it's not a sport, because it's more of like a journey to the self, and it's there's more spiritual components. And then if we call it a sport, it strips that away. So I think maybe in that regard, maybe I would lean more over to the not a sport, but it's definitely a physical practice, that the asana practice. And you have a lot of, you know, big yogis now calling themselves athletes. And I've even referred to myself as an athlete, because in truth, like, we're really pushing our bodies to the ultimate limit of flexibility and strength. And that's what an athlete does. So I can kind of see both sides of the argument. One thing I wanted to add to what you were saying too about other disciplines drawing from yoga, one thing that, you know, just because I've been around the yoga scene for so long that I've seen that I like, is that yoga is now starting to get much more comfortable taking from other disciplines. I think in the beginning, everyone wanted to, you know, there's this desire to say, oh, yoga is this like clean lineage and it's ancient and all of this. But one of the things I've noticed in the last decade or two is yogis becoming more comfortable with taking from other disciplines. And in fact, a lot of my personal practice uses conditioning and basically conditioning techniques to enhance and support my practice. And that's something that the yoga practice didn't really have before. And I think it's really elevating everyone's practice now, which is exciting to see.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because I think it's always before a sport or a movement or whatever it is starts to become popular, because now yoga is really popular also in Europe. Europe is always like America's first, and then it's Europe. So, and in the beginning, a lot of people, they tried to isolate themselves with their practice. And then later on, they think, oh, but what about if I implement some advices from this sport or from that training or from this coach? And I think that's the best way to do, because if you only want to do yoga, that's fine. But if you want to improve for your life, you always have to take advices from different kind of people.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's one of the things that I feel like as a yoga practitioner who's more seasoned and kind of been around the block, that helps me stay like connected to all of the younger ages and just always, you know, evolving my practice and pulling from other disciplines and keeping things fresh, I think has definitely helped me. And I, you know, encourage other practitioners and teachers of all modalities to kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the key, the longevity. And that's why you can definitely keep up with people when they're like 15, 16, when they want to start, because you always try to improve. And a lot of yogis are really strong with their body weight. But what I also observed is for so many years, a lot of them, they never really did any strength and conditioning training, like kettlebell swings or like something with weights, maybe sprints, pull-ups. They only did yoga exercises. And I always thought, why? Because I maybe other exercises or a bit of weight training could definitely help. How do you value strength and conditioning training for yoga?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I was younger, I was also an athlete. I was a tennis player. And so we did a lot of conditioning on the court. And so I also value that. But there was definitely a long time where I wasn't doing anything but yoga. And in the last year or two, I've changed that big time. So I started, I've trained with a couple coaches, not a lot, but just enough to get information with calisthenics and some weight training. And now I do that like 2 to 3 times a week. I just kind of put it into my routine. And I have noticed a huge difference in my yoga practice. And the other thing that surprised me was when I started going to this gym with a trainer. I'll give him a shout out. It's Forge Fitness in New Jersey. And I was so surprised because what would happen was I wouldn't stretch or do any yoga at all. And I would do his training stuff. And a lot of it was like kettlebells and weights and stuff. And then I was so warm right after that I'd go into the other room that was more there wasn't very many people there. And I would like go right into a split or like right into a middle split or just kick up into handstand and like hold it for 30 seconds. And that's when I started to really change my perception of using weights and strength training with my yoga practice. I saw how valuable it was in that, because in truth, you know, muscles stretch better when they're warm. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, you can warm them by doing strength training and then just go ahead and stretch them. So I found that to be not only helpful, but efficient, like a more efficient way to get into some of the deeper stretching that I was interested in. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about where that's taken me. To be honest, like I'm turning 45 this month and I feel the strongest and most flexible that I've ever felt in my life. And I do think in part it's due to that.
Well, that's really amazing because you can always improve at any age, but let me tell you something, folks. If you see Kathy pictures or videos, you will definitely think she's 30 or maybe 28, 29. So don't be confused with the age. Age is definitely nothing.
I appreciate that.
Don't worry about that, because I know so many people who are really strong, athletic, and fit if they're 50 plus, 60 plus. For example, like people like Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. These are people, a lot of you probably watch the movies. And they're still fit, they're still training, and you can maintain your physique. You just have to keep going. And of course, the earlier you start, the better it is. But it's never too late. When you're 40, you can still start. But of course, you don't have the benefits of, let's say you start with 20. So, but don't worry about the age. Just keep going. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I like to share my age with people, to just like let go of the stereotypes and also motivate and inspire people, even young people. Like I get a lot of young people that are like, oh my God, you know, I never thought I could do the stuff you're doing in my 40s. Like, I'm going to stick with it. I think it inspires people to stick with it, and also kind of, kind of shatters those ideas of what the body can do as one ages.
Yeah, for sure. And also with the age, don't worry too much about the age, Because I think a lot of people, when they're 40 or 50, they feel like that age because they never really trained or they are not really fit. And if you're 50 and you're not fit, of course you feel like 50 or maybe even older.
Right.
But if you always train, and then you feel like 30 maybe. And also, if your biological age, you can test that. A lot of people who train the whole life, the age is younger than the age on the paper. So that's also a benefit.
Yes. Yes, I love it. So inspiring.
Yeah, so just keep going. We always have to maintain our physique. And another thing is, because I also have a lot of men who are listening to my podcast, what is your advice for a man to start yoga? How to do it? Yeah, any advices? Maybe not just for not just to impress the ladies.
Yeah, we definitely get those. There are a lot of men that come into the studio because their girlfriend has kind of dragged them there or wife, but you know, my heart goes out to the guys that come into the yoga studio because I know that there's a big barrier to going to yoga for men because one, the preconception of yoga is that it's all about flexibility and you have to be flexible to do it. So that's already a barrier in their minds. And then, you know, they get there and they're one of only a couple men in the room. And then they're seeing all these, you know, maybe flexible women, but, you know, women aren't by nature flexible necessarily, right? Like I'm a very inflexible person. I really had to work on my flexibility. So what they're actually seeing is just women that have been doing yoga for a long time. So they need to remember that. But, yeah, so a couple of things that I do want to address is you can get a lot of strength building, as I've mentioned, through yoga. But one of the cool things that I like to motivate guys, and I'll even kind of insert these kinds of poses into my class when I see a new guy in the room that has upper body strength, is you can do some really fun, cool stuff with that upper body strength that's going to be easier for you to access, possibly. Then some of the girls in the room, like I'm talking about all the arm balances and inversions and balancing and stuff like that. And so I like to inspire the guys that come to my class with those poses because they're like, they start to feel like Superman, you know? And I think that that's really cool. And then with the flexibility is just, you know, it just takes time and it's a practice like any other practice, and to stick with it and to realize, similar how we kind of established that it's useful for yoga practitioners to have a strength training program in tandem. It's also super beneficial and useful for guys who are working on strength training to add in that flexibility. It's not going to decrease the muscle size, it's not going to decrease the strength. That's like a fact and it's been proven. And, you know, if you want to maintain a healthy body that can prevent potential injury that you might get from overuse in the gym and stuff like that, yoga is like really the perfect component. So I think it's a lot of self-motivating yourself in
Yeah,
the
for
classroom
sure.
and then finding a teacher that can help you take your yoga practice somewhere, either with arm balancing or increasing that flexibility.
Yeah, these two points are really important for me because I'm always like that. I'm open for anything that has to do with my training or anything that can lift my training up so to a new level. But for me, it's always important. I need a great teacher. I'm not at that level anymore, so I can maybe 10 years waste my time and finding the best teacher. So it has to be in a short time. I need to find the right teacher for me. And I like to do personal trainings. I always encourage people to do personal trainings if you can afford them, or maybe whatever deal you want to do. Or maybe you have also the luck to get a free personal training because that helps you if you have big goals. Really fast. It's way faster than you do it in a group. So that's one thing I would advise the people. And with the flexibility for all the men, don't worry about your muscles because the more flexible you are, the more muscles you can build because the muscle fibers, they're stretch, the longer. So that means more leverage, more room for your muscles. So just do yoga if you want to improve your body, if you want to improve your skill set. And with the flexibility, it definitely takes time. Because with me, believe it or not, I also was not the most flexible guy. Well, when I started with stretching, I was 16 when I really started to focus on the splits, but it still took me 1 year to be there. And so you just have to keep going. Or what do you think about the flexibility and the stretching?
Yeah, I love everything that you said. I don't know that I could say it better. And a year in the span of one's life is really nothing. So like, yeah, I think a year. I don't love to put timelines on other people, but that's actually how it happened for me too. It was about a year of consistent focus on my splits. Yeah, for sure. And I also just want to drive home that point of finding a good teacher. I think this happens a lot where people will go to something new, try something new, be it yoga or another movement discipline, and they don't have a good teacher, but they don't realize it's the teacher, right? And so then they're like, oh, I don't like yoga. I'm not coming back, right? I really think if you're new to something, go around to different studios, check out different classes, until you will find someone that you resonate with. And also, like, do your homework. When I go to a yoga class, especially now after having been in the game so long, like, you bet I'm reading their bio and like checking them
Yeah,
out on
that's really important with
Instagram.
the research.
Yeah, totally.
So that's what I definitely would do. I also recommend that for people who want to start with martial arts, try different arts because there are so many, and do what's fun for you, where do you feel like most comfortable, and always do the research. Look at the homepage, look at the Instagram, maybe just call them, talk to them. That's always important because you don't want to waste too much time. And I can promise you, and I'm sure you too, you can also promise that after a while you definitely will find the right teacher, and then it's like, yeah, it makes click, and then you always want to go.
Yeah, totally. And I think yoga and martial arts is similar in that we've just been around so long, right?
Yeah.
We've been around since ancient times, and there's so many different styles and offshoots. And exactly what you said, one style does not make the entire style of yoga or martial arts. So you've got to shop around.
Yeah, for sure. And anything you want to address to the younger women or maybe even girls on how to be more, yeah, self, on how to get more comfortable self-confidence, and just to be themselves. Do you have any advices for them?
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and just this morning we had like 20 minutes alone time before she went to school, and she was just sitting there and she just started talking about she doesn't think she's pretty. And it just like breaks my heart. And if you saw her, she's gorgeous,
Yeah, definitely
and
have
it's
to be. Have beautiful kids, so if she
yeah.
quits, don't worry, you are beautiful, and I can understand you. At your age, maybe for a short time, you don't think you are really pretty because you're not grown up, and not everything is built like you want to. Not the body's not like completely like you maybe dream. But I can tell you that you're definitely pretty, and when you're older, you will be happy with your body and what
Yeah,
you do.
yeah. And I think that when I think of myself, and this is the advice I would give, like, I noticed a huge shift in myself. I don't know, maybe in my 30s. And what happened was nothing other than I started telling myself really positive things about myself. And
That's
I don't
brilliant.
even think it was conscious at first. I don't know exactly like the circumstances, but and I think over now, having over a decade of that practice, like I feel it, I know people sense it in me too, that confidence. And it's something I'm trying to teach my daughters is like, I can tell you 100 times you're beautiful, but until you tell yourself that, you won't believe it. And so I think it's like cultivating a practice where you're your best cheerleader. And like, there's no one else that's going to believe in yourself like you can. And it's really what has just kept me going and allows me to take the kinds of risks that I take in my life. And you know, ultimately, I've just been creating like this amazing life. And I think it's all founded on that belief in myself.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And these words are beautiful and great for a lot of young women between 20 and 30, but also for a lot of kids or teenager. And I think there is nothing more to say for them to be more confident. Or do you have anything to add for them as a message?
No, let's leave it at that.
That's perfect words. So anything you want to give a shout out, of course, I will link your Instagram and website and whatever you want to promote, anything special.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I've got Tulum, Mexico retreat happening in February. And kind of like what we've been talking about, we're adding in some other modalities to our daily yoga classes. I'm going to be leading my Activate Your Core classes, which is a core work, focused core work to enhance really any practice. And then my co-host will be doing some plyo. And it's going to be, you know, really fun on the beach a lot. And I've got some other exciting things. I've got a retreat, a women's retreat in Joshua Tree in April. Teacher training, 200-hour. If you want to be a yoga teacher, come train with me in Bali in July. And then I've just added Morocco to my menu of retreats. It's not up on my website yet, but I'm doing Morocco. And
wow, that's amazing. When is it in Morocco? Because you know that's my home country. I mean, I'm born in Germany and raised there, but I definitely have to know when. Maybe you can make it.
Oh my God, that would be epic to meet you in Morocco. It's October 10th through 16th.
So October this year. So yeah,
I can put it 2020. In my calendar. Put it in your calendar.
That's definitely amazing. So everybody heard that, the dates. And yeah, thank you so much for everything, Kathy. And I'm looking forward to do another podcast with you soon if you want, because I think you can drop so much knowledge and value for all the people.
Well, and I appreciate you. Yeah. You're asking all the right questions, so it was fun to chat.
Well, I try. I'm not the best at this because my English is not too perfect, but I will learn and grow with it.
For sure. Your English is amazing, by the way. So
thank you so much. So, everybody, talk to you soon and until next time.